The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In great price,
the best advice,
a huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins, health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, especially all you folks in Hana. We've got great news for people in Hana.
Absolutely, and getting up
so
there.
You can, in a nutshell, this is what it is. Hana is going to have a wonderful selection of incredible merchandise, but it doesn't mean everybody has to fly out to Hana to pick it up. But Mona has all the details, and she's going to give it to you right now.
Well, we are excited to share the great news. A large selection of Alive and Well vitamins are now sold at Hasegawa's store in Hana. Alive and Well at Hasegawa General Store, Hana, Maui. And so two iconic Maui businesses serving Maui and Yorohana. Hasegawa's, of course, 111 years, Alive and Well, 23 years, and we're all keeping on going. And we, you know, Hasegawa, just a little bit of info on that, is a historic Hana landmark. I guess you all know it's a 100-year-old plus fourth-generation family-run business. And if you'll be staying in Hana or you're visiting over there, you know, you can pick up all of your wonderful Alive and Well supplements so that you keep yourself fortified. The Hasegawa General Store was founded by two brothers. Now, I hope I pronounce this correctly. Shoichi, Gary, is that correct? Shoichi and Tsubura Hasegawa back in 1910. So, and you can go if you're in there, you're vacationing and do that. You can go to Hasegawa's Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday, 8 to 6. They have a telephone number, and if you want them to set aside the Alive and Well wonderful and amazing nutrients to make every trip and vacation better, their telephone number is 808, of course, 248-7079 or 808-248-8231. And I think that now that they're carrying the beautiful, wonderful supplements from Alive and Well, the brothers would be proud.
I think so.
I think they would.
I think they definitely would be proud because they're offering a service that just isn't available anywhere else.
And so on your trips, your vacations, or friends you might have over there, they can pick up. Alive and Well is still flourishing, thank God, 340 Hana Highway and the beautiful Broth Cafe. But if you're out vacationing, you're out taking your God, I need my pain power. My goodness, I didn't bring enough, or have a friend here I want to give it to.
Right.
You can get it at Hasegawa's. Isn't that wonderful? And at Alive and Well, we're so happy. Alive and Well, 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, the wonderful supplements, the wonderful, all the great things that you can get at Alive and Well, and the beautiful Broth Cafe, organic Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. You know, it's exciting, magnificent bowls with organic quinoa, with barley, no grains, but all kinds of organic local vegetables that's an interaction between the local organic Maui farmers bringing in their fresh produce. Every day that fresh produce is brought in. And again, don't forget, because Dennis and I really are green juice fanatics, the wonderful, intensive, 100% organic, only in glass, of the green and the other juices, even the beet juices, etc., all organic. And the local organic coconut farmer bringing his wonderful products too. So all of the great things present there. And what about that magnificent Vortex water?
Well, Vortex water, we've gone into this several times. Vortex water is incredible because, of course, the filtration process is unique. It's the best filtered water in the world. But the reconstruction of the water molecules as it's coming out of the faucet, makes the vortex water. It vortexes the water. And in a, like
good
a whirlpool.
Vocabulary. Good
like
vocabulary.
A whirlpool, okay?
Yes.
And it just comes out tasting delicious. As I mentioned several times, when I was a kid, there was a out near the local creek, several blocks from my house, there was a fresh spring water just bubbling up to the surface. And people used to go there and get fresh spring water. And this is what it reminds me of, watching
That's
the
right.
vortex machine spring the water
the
forth.
The spring from the great, yeah. And again, the 99, all percent, no chemicals, no toxins, no plastics, none
no
of those,
plastics.
No plastics. You're going to get into that in a minute.
Am I ever.
Yes, and it's just the absolute purity, the free hydrogen bonds, the free electrons in the water, and it's vortex has been proven to support your body in the neutralization of free radicals and helps it to regenerate faster, the source of terrific energy, and always at our magnificent organic broth cafe at Alive and Well. The only water that's used there is the vortex water. The only it's stored only in the glass and in for all the different things that are made and all the different things are prepared.
All the recipes in the kitchen use the vortex water.
Only vortex, okay. And anything that's all that's served to people, and that's even in the teas, mm-hmm. etc.
That's
coffee,
right.
That's right.
Teas
so
and
all
coffees,
the great
everything.
Thing. Okay, so that it's really amazing, and how important that is, you know, and
that follows through on the whole idea of. So many water sources are not as we'd like them to be, and microparticles of plastic are in nearly, they permeate the entire world now. The oceans are thoroughly polluted with them. But you can get, we're having on every Saturday, not this coming Saturday, but the following, next week Saturday, okay, we're going to have the Halle plastic-free house in Alive and Well. So bring your glass containers, and if you want to know, if you would like to have, here's a list of things that are available.
Right, that's really exciting that you're sharing that with us and how wonderful and important this is for the community to be having this way.
So, the True Earth Eco Laundry Detergent Strips, Laundry Powder, Mylora All Natural Laundry Oxygen Brightener, Mylora Laundry Stain Stick, the Dish Soap Block, the Kealia Shampoo and Conditioner and Body Soap and Bath Bombs. All of these things are guaranteed plastic-free. And when you bring your glass container, you can fill them up. The charge is per how much you buy, how many ounces you get. Or you can, if you don't have a plastic container, come in. The lady there has glass bottles and containers that you can purchase along with the plastic-free, wonderful cosmetics and food implements. Okay?
And remember, you're not only saving you're helping to save your life and all the ones you love and the community around you, but you're helping to keep everything pure and fabulous for the community in general,
and the
for
ocean.
Life in general, and the
ocean,
and all the wonderful creatures of the ocean, etc.
Absolutely.
Et yes, of course. That's very, very critically important.
So she had Ashley Bowman is a lady who will be there a week from this weekend. Each Saturday from in a week, which would be about, well, a week away. She will be there dispensing these things for you and answering all your questions with body oils, sunscreens, facial toners, and facial serums and deodorants and hemp cotton, Swedish ditch cloths, all kinds of wonderful things which are chemical-free, plastic-free, because the microplastics are a major influence in ocean
destroying the
debris.
Entire environment and the entire planet.
That's right.
Exactly. So we get rid of that and we don't touch that anymore. We do have power. See? Take back your power. Take back your health and take back your power.
Take back your health and power.
Well, okay. I want to give a little bit of important news, so I want everybody to listen up.
Okay.
Well, I think that this is a week in which you could see something negative about it, but Dennis is taking back his power this
Am
week.
Am I ever.
Right? Even Gary has
Am
agreed.
I
shared
ever.
That with Gary earlier. Dennis is definitely taking back his power. I
and
saw
Gary
this,
congratulated me.
And
he
I just
did.
Saw this very briefly on the news, and I know it may not seem like a great triumph, but it is in its way, and for Dennis. Mm-hmm. And that is, it was in the news that one major city and others are now falling in line behind it, is banning dancing
mm-hmm.
at weddings, at any group gatherings, mm-hmm. at any social gatherings. They were showing everything. There is no more dancing allowed. If you want to dance, dance in your closet, they were pretty much saying. You can't dance in public anymore.
I've been a closet dancer for years, you know that.
So Dan has won his, I know it sounds negative, but Dennis has triumphed because he doesn't, if he could sing it right now, I don't dance, don't ask me. So now nobody's going to ask him in any social gathering or anything. I might, but nobody's going to allow him anywhere. I know that Dennis may be laughing and dancing in the closet, but there were tears pouring down from the heavenly spirits of... Of the two great dancers of all time, Fred Astaire.
Fred and Jean, yeah.
Fred, yes, that's right. Yeah, they were weeping and crying because they were dancing in the rain and singing in the rain and doing all of and dancing at all times. And they keep thinking, I think their spirits have carried this on, that they keep thinking they're going to get through to Dennis. Well, I'm sorry, it doesn't look that way, folks.
Well, as Fred said, after watching my display, he said, "Good God, I've never seen anything like that."
Thank you, Fred. We appreciate that. So, we have so many wonderful testimonials, and it's great about the miracle worker of the wonderful combination of an allergen-free, all-natural, terrific proven ingredients in pain power. And here's the news today reported in a huge clinical study, and I want to touch on that. Why is it so important with pain and inflammation to not go to those over-the-counters that you get in the drugstore Why is it so important to take something natural and wonderful to stop inflammation? Okay? And here, this is the news this week. According to the FDA, and they're not health foodies, Food and Drug Administration, these over-the-counter pain relievers raise your chance of a serious heart problem by 50%.
Did you get that, folks?
Are we hearing that?
50%.
Okay.
50 times.
The FDA, and I'll tell you that this is the clinical study reported in the Journal of the Sports Medicine. It's a medical journal, General Sports Medicine, 2005, okay? In February 2027. Sorry, it's here, a little difficult to read. And they're talking here. These drugs don't address the root cause of your pain, as they found. They can actually make your pain worse, a lot worse, with the result of the clinical study. They also block the signals your body uses to heal, those over-the-counter pain relievers. In the study published in the journal, Knee Surgery, Sports, Traumatology, and Arthroscopy, researchers found that the use of NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, interfere with cartilage and bone healing.
What does that mean?
And in a study published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, researchers found that these NSAIDs interfere with the healing of fractures and prevent them.
Okay. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, Tylenol and aspirin and Bufferin, all these drugs, and baby aspirin, you get this? And baby Tylenol. It's okay for babies to take this stuff?
No, not a bit. It's not
But the FDA allows it.
But now even the FDA says that these pain relievers, besides the bone fractures and not allowing them to heal, raise your chance of serious heart problems by 50%.
But they're not
serious.
They're not taking them off the market.
No, that's right.
If a vitamin has any kind of negative response in a body, it's gone.
That's right.
It's history.
And they can't find any negatives with vitamins,
they
but that's another story.
But that's the whole point.
This is right.
They make excuses after excuses and promotions after promotions for these drugs. And what is the long-term effect? Just what Mona's been reading off that
paper. I'm reading.
Paper.
These are medical studies. Knee surgery, sports traumatology, and arthroscopy. Researchers, medical researchers. These NSAIDs interfere with cartilage and bone healing. That's only part of it. They interfere with the healing of fractures. British Journal of Sports Medicine. All of that. They don't address the root cause of pain. Aha. but they raise your chance of a serious heart problem 50%.
What is the primary cause of pain?
Inflammation. That's flame.
Fire.
Burning. Destruction.
What puts out the fire? Pain power.
And
pain
how do power. You, and give the background for the major ingredients in pain power.
Of course. Pain power is primarily a curcumin product. What is curcumin? Curcumin is a major pain reliever, but pain power goes 5 or 6 or 10 steps further.
That's right.
Because it gives you the boswellia, it gives you the natokinase, the serratiopeptidase, and other enzymes, all of which contribute to reducing the inflammation.
Eating up the inflammation anywhere in the body.
In the brain, in the foot, in the knee, in the shoulder,
the lungs, in the eyes, anywhere, okay? Eating up all the negative. And remembering, too, that there is that bioperine, that natural pepper extract that makes the curcumin much more bioavailable.
It's 2,000%
better available. That's right. That's what the European researchers found out.
Pain power is 2,000% better absorbed, available, than regular curcumin or regular turmeric. It is phenomenal in its ability to do the very job that it's designed to do, and that is to relieve your pain by what? Reducing inflammation. It reduces inflammation, we mentioned, in the brain, so it also helps with cognitive complications, with brain memory problems, with little toe aches and pains, with whatever the pain is, whatever it is superseded and created by excessive inflammation, and that the pain power puts out the fire.
That's right, and was certainly there for preventing me from having to have any knee transplants and preventing our lovely, beautiful daughter from losing her Broadway career, bone mm-hmm. on bone hip. Your career is over. We have to do a hip transplant. You'll never be on stage again. No, pain power made all the difference.
Every
and
time.
Danced through endless shows and got Tony and Grammy. So it's okay. It's great. Doing a show now. Okay. So, and speaking, you know, here again, a whole list of clinical trials. And here's the report and the title of their report on as a result of all of the clinical trials proven. Awakening from Alzheimer's is the title, they said. And they say here that according to these clinical studies, NAC plus is proven effective against brain problems. Okay?
Is that beautiful news?
Okay.
Is that beautiful
well,
news?
Well, I have a brain problem. I have a brain problem is that I'm, even if you don't dance, I'm still crazy in love with you. So it's a brain problem, but and NAC
that's a psychological problem.
NAC is great for my lungs and a whole host of other different things, but it didn't cure that brain problem that my obsession with Dan. Okay.
Okay, baby.
Okay, are you okay with that one?
I'm okay. Just don't ask me to dance.
Nah. Don't get off. You got free on that one. All right. So here's the story. NAC is probably the most effective way to boost your glutathione levels, say researchers. One of the most important markers for how long you're likely to live.
Right.
And in what quality your life will be.
Because glutathione puts out, neutralizes the reactive oxygen species, which are the free radicals. Free radicals are a byproduct of metabolism. But other free radicals enter your organism, your body, your brain, your body, through the food you eat, through the air you breathe. Other free radicals are destroying our health at every opportunity. But what happens? Your body's production of glutathione diminishes as you age, and NAC does what? Comes to the rescue.
Yes, and that's what they say, that NAC plus benefits every part of your body, including your brain. Now, it turns out it's been proven to have specific power to help out with Parkinson's disease and other brain pathologies.
There you go.
Now, they say your brain enters troubled waters when the neurons that produce the neurotransmitter dopamine start to die. I'll give you this in a second. Besides that, you need those neurons to keep your memory working properly. If you lose a number of them, which happens in people with Parkinson's, you suffer a long list of physical and mental issues. Simple movements become difficult or impossible. You start losing the ability to remember things. And just like Dennis was saying, NAC plus is an antioxidant. It's one of the most powerful antioxidants known. It's been used to treat certain types of drug poisoning, including Tylenol, acetaminophen, mm-hmm, et cetera. Mm-hmm. The nutrients provides some of the raw material the body needs to make its own glutathione. da-da, just what you said, which is manufactured in all cells. The liver also makes extra amounts of glutathione distributed through the body.
And the NAC restores the liver.
That's
the NAC
right.
rebuilds, renews the liver
that's
function.
That's right. It's one of the. It is the main nutrient for rebuilding and restoring liver under a toxic state.
For elevated liver enzymes.
That's right.
For fatty liver disease, for
that's
non-alcoholic
right.
fatty liver disease.
That's right.
The NAC is right there, a major, major contributor.
And has been used in top hospitals to do the very thing mm-hmm. you're saying. And as researchers have taken a deep dive into how an NAC can be used to treat the brain disruption of Parkinson's and other diseases, their results are leading them to advocate making it a standard treatment for this and other diseases. And under their article, Awakening from Alzheimer's, they found that damage to the dopamine-producing neurons in the brain result from a steady buildup of oxidative stress caused free radicals. And the brain levels of glutathione tumble, considering, second paragraph.
And when you consider that previous tests have shown supplementing with NAC plus can increase glutathione in the brain, the Thomas Jefferson scientists used both NAC supplements taken orally and NAC administered intravenously to track its effects. For 3 months, along with conventional treatment, the Parkinson's patients in the study were given intravenous infusions once a week, and on the days they didn't get the intravenous infusions, they took 500 milligrams of NAC plus by mouth twice a day. The study shows that compared to Parkinson's patients who only received conventional care, their disabilities linked to Parkinson's backed off by over 14% and their dopamine function strongly improved. This is an exciting study that shows a natural molecule such as NAC+ can help improve dopamine function and symptoms in Parkinson's patients.
Can I say one thing? The L-dopamine, go ahead.
Dr. Andrew Newberg, who directs research at the Department of Integrative Medicine and Nutritional Science at Jefferson.
You know, the dopamine, I still remember from years ago learning about, you don't have to be dopey to need dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
L-dopamine is the feel-good hormone, the mental uplift,
right.
the emotional uplift. It's kind of a weird, I'm not quite sure why they call it dope or dopamine. It doesn't make you dopey,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to be a dope to want it higher levels. But dopamine is responsible for the feel-good hormones in the brain. Go ahead.
Let me elucidate a little bit on
go right ahead.
Antioxidant.
Yes.
When I first heard the term antioxidant, I said, I don't want that. I want oxygen. I don't want antioxidant. Okay. But when you have reactive oxygen species, which is inflammatory, a negative byproduct of metabolism and of other pollutants in the air and food and water that you eat and drink, you want to neutralize those negative reactive oxygen species. When
that's
they say
right.
antioxidant, that's what NAC does.
That's right.
It does not interfere with your oxygen utilization.
No.
It enhances metabolism,
right.
enhances lung conditions,
right.
lung function dramatically.
Yeah,
so,
and the picture that of this illustration, too, is free radicals are terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
They're destructive substances that destroy on a zillion levels and cause every kind of disease you can manage.
And those are the...
And the powerful antioxidant quenches, subdues, eliminates, gets rid of free radicals, the terrorists that cause the destruction. And that's what NAC
mm-hmm.
is powerful at, correct?
Yep. Goes on to say, NAC plus showers you with many benefits besides protection from Parkinson's. Here's just a few more, says the doctor. Useful treating for concussions. A study at the University of Maryland shows that NAC plus can help keep the blood-brain barrier working better after a concussion.
Oh, that's something I never knew.
I didn't either.
I'm grateful to these researchers and doctors for finding this out.
I knew about kidneys and lungs and livers.
That's right.
And brains, but I didn't know that
and
one.
The lungs, right, of course.
It's improved for hearing, military personnel exposed.
Oh, we knew that.
We did this several times.
Yes, we
talking
did.
Talking about NAC and tinnitus.
That's right, tinnitus,
okay.
but also hearing loss.
Mm-hmm.
But because the soldiers were, exposed to high gun volumes when they were being trained,
explosions.
Et cetera, all the time, and especially when they were trained.
Yeah.
Now the military uses NAC before, during, and after, and they say it's 60 to 70% less hearing loss, and those that had hearing loss before they were taking the NAC, they give it to them and it restores.
There you go, baby.
That's right.
It also improves your heart health, says the doctor. Taking NAC is shown to lower the level of homocysteine in the body, which is a risk factor for heart disease. In a study where it was taken with the amino acid L-arginine, it lowered blood pressure, excessively high blood pressure, not normal blood pressure.
No, of course not. Yes.
So it's remarkable in so many uses in your body. Health restorative. I use it for years when I was deemed to have obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema. I was told that many years ago, and I then went on vitamin C and NAC+. And 3 years later, there was no evidence I had incurable obstructive pulmonary disease.
That's exactly right. And it wasn't because you were a smoker. It was the lack of information in those early years, and mothers, many of them, smoked throughout the pregnancy.
Well, boring people the whole story. I was born with bad lungs.
That's right.
Pneumonia when I was several weeks old.
Yes.
And that, my whole life, I had lung complications. Yes. But not since taking the NAC.
It's wonderful. And you know, it has another very good buddy. It has another very good buddy, the 100% R alpha-lipoic acid. And here's more medical documents. They were talking about Alzheimer's. And they say Alzheimer's disease is sometimes called diabetes of the brain. You've often said that too, Dan. They didn't say that about you. I'm saying it about you. Because it's closely associated with high blood sugar, metabolic syndrome, and involves a disruption in neurons that the nerve cell's ability to use sugar for energy. But the lab tests medically demonstrate that RALA can improve neurons' glycolysis, or the use of sugar or foods that convert to it to fuel cellular functions. The researchers concluded that RALA is a, quote, a critical supplement to reinstate brain metabolism.
There you go.
Another benefit is RALA's ability to reduce inflammation and damage from accumulated iron in brain cells. Numerous studies have found that there's an imbalance of iron in brain cells that impairs cognitive function, that's awareness, thinking, etc., in those with Alzheimer's. And all the studies are quoted. A study by researchers in Italy and Switzerland shows that RALA, when combined with vitamin D3, repairs oxidative damage in neurons and improves the beneficial activities of the astrocytes, the immune cells that protect the brain. Wow. These studies also found that the nutrients keep iron from collecting in neurons and disrupting their function. What's more, RALA has been shown clinically to help lower total cholesterol, as confirmed in a 16-week medical study. And lower cholesterol of the negative types may improve heart health and increase blood flow throughout the body and brain. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
Well,
what these
the cholesterol
things
story
do?
is complicated too, in that the LDL. There's two forms of LDL, which nobody ever talks about.
That's right.
There's regular LDL. Then there's VLDL. V stands for very low density lipoprotein, and the chemical composition of VLDL is very susceptible to inflammation. And what provides that inflammation? It's the sugar. It's the inflammation that sugar creates, fire that sugar creates in converting VLDL into plaque, into debris, into destructing the artery wall's integrity, to causing obstruction of blood flow and hence complications with hearts and brains and every other organ in your body.
That's right. And you know, this is
so
happy.
So it isn't just cholesterol, it's the VLDL with sugar.
That's right. And going on to the RALA, this is a happy, upbeat moment. Besides thinking about how RALA has been a leading nutrient for stabilizing diabetes and preventing nerve damage and eye damage to the eyes from diabetes, prevents and reverses, they say, diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy, stabilizing blood sugar, helping the brain. But listen to this one. Added to its brain benefits, folks can use RALA to help them lose weight. And here's the background. A review of research at Yale analyzed 10 studies of dieters who used RALA, found that these studies demonstrated significant weight loss in the uses of RALA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, that's good. And my conclusion, I imagine you'd say the same thing, is since it was found, European doctors, et cetera, and so forth, a long time ago, the RALA, since it improves the glucose metabolism, makes the insulin more effective. You don't get the high rise of insulin resistance, which insulin is a fat storage hormone. When it rises up ineffectively, it causes fat cells to be structured and metabolic syndrome, et cetera.
And again, that's another source of chronic inflammation.
That's exactly right.
That whole
right.
procedure.
That's exactly right. So all the benefits, oh my gosh, all the benefits. And you know, it's amazing because just like you were talking, dear, about how important it is to make sure that we take in pure water, take in pure food, okay, here's another big one talking about new research confirming, reported by Natural Health, between aluminum and Alzheimer's.
Oh, boy. That's been known
that's
for
huge.
Years and
yeah,
years
Yeah, but
and
this
years.
Is a bombshell British study that they're talking about okay. that just got reported. Important that to take this in. Roughly 5.8 million Americans over age 65. This gets depressing, but the good news is coming. Live with Alzheimer's, and the number is expected to soar over the next three decades. The Alzheimer's Association estimates that cases will reach 13.8 million in the United States by the year 2050. While natural health experts have long insisted there is a link between aluminum and Alzheimer's, Western medical authorities tended to ignore or downplay the connection. Now, a bombshell British study supports evidence that aluminum contributes to the development of Alzheimer's and even explores the exact molecular interaction of aluminum on proteins that trigger the disease. As a matter of fact, what they state, this study leaves no room for doubt that aluminum is found in biomarkers of Alzheimer's disease. Can you read that there,
It's dear? A very good reason not to use aluminum foil ever again.
Aluminum products, aluminum okay. foil, or anything that has that toxic chemical. Read that.
The article goes on to say, Alzheimer's disease is triggered by abnormal amyloid beta proteins, which form plaque deposits in the brain and cause large-scale loss of neurons, nerve cells in the brain, in the frontal cortex. Significantly, the researchers found that aluminum was co-located with the substance. Aluminum is intricately and unequivocally associated with amyloid beta plaque, declared lead investigator Matthew John Mould, PhD of the Birchall Center at Leonard Jones Laboratories at Keele University, Staffordshire, United Kingdom. The team also wanted to determine if aluminum exists in abnormal tau protein, another biomarker of Alzheimer's disease. Altogether, tau tangles and amyloid beta plaques act synergistically in collusion with one another, if you will, meaning each strengthens the effects of the other to produce neurotoxicity in Alzheimer's disease.
Isn't that amazing? And aluminum is found, in so many things that aren't organic, that aren't natural, in contaminated water and contaminated products. All of these different things are extremely important to avoid the sources where you could get, okay? And they're even talking here about time for a metal detox, okay? And here's can't leave. Okay, listen to this. Okay, aluminum is the world's third most abundant element and present in water, earth, and air. It is also found in food, cosmetics, antiperspirants, cookware. In addition, aluminum is used as an adjuvant in some vaccines. And now here's what the doctors say. Fortunately, many integrative doctors have protocols to reverse aluminum toxicity. Dr. Schaffner, we were quoting before, recommends antioxidant nutrients such as vitamin C, quercetin, natural vitamin E, and selenium, and many other good nutrients to help the body, okay? And they also go on to say, you can also minimize aluminum exposure by avoiding processed foods and following an organic diet.
Oh,
what do we
that?
Say at Alive and Well? What do we do at Alive and Well?
For
what's
how many
been
years?
Our obsession? Okay? And then they go on, they talk about probiotic foods and yogurt with live cultures. And don't forget polyphenol-rich, high-fiber vegetables, along with sprouted nuts and seeds and dark organic leafy greens. This is not what we do, what we say, okay? And the Alzheimer's Association reports that Alzheimer's disease is now the sixth leading cause of death in the U.S., claiming over 122,000 lives per year. The latest evidence showing the link between aluminum and Alzheimer's would play a key role in developing future therapies.
And that's just aluminum. Now, combine that pollutant with sugar. Combine that pollutant with other pollutants that are infecting our, especially with inoculations. He's talking about aluminum being an adjuvant. What does that mean? Aluminum helps that stuff in the syringe matriculate through your body more efficiently. It's a promoter.
Yes, have to look at all of the different ways.
And that's a highly toxic source.
We just have to look at all the different ways in which we consume aluminum in all different sources. You know, but let's look at a good side of, you know how we talk about vitamin D3 and all the benefits, all that it has shown? Well, here are the experts saying the results of clinical trials, and they have here 25 clinical trials listed, medical clinical trials, to support these few statements that they say. Okay? 25 listed, right? The results of clinical trials show all the research benefits of vitamin D3. Boosts your immune system. Vitamin D3 is essential for healthy immune system response. Bah, of course.
It creates natural killer cells.
That's
which
right.
Which do what? Go after every virus, bacteria, yeast, fungus, cancer in the world.
That's right. And it gives you lower fatigue, they say, and increases your energy. Vitamin D3 has been studied for its ability to reverse fatigue and boost energy levels. But here's one I didn't know.
Go on.
I really love this one.
One thing you didn't know?
I didn't.
Come on, you know it all.
One thing I didn't know. Good grief. It gives you beautiful hair and skin.
How
I didn't know that.
That.
Want to look and feel younger, say the doctors. Make sure you're not deficient in vitamin D3. I didn't know that.
You're just begging for a compliment is all you're doing.
Oh, I was setting you up for it. And even Gary didn't take advantage at the moment. Enhances your sleep. Vitamin D3 is essential for deeper, more restorative sleep. Sharpens your brain health. We've known that a long time. Brain fog, trouble focusing. The doctors say it enhances your mood, mind, and concentration, heart health. We know that, and we're going to speak about that. Vitamin D3 is an essential nutrient for optimal heart health, okay? And it builds stronger bones, they say, essential to strong bones, critical to longevity and well-being, and revs up your metabolism, okay? The studies say yes, vitamin D3 is also a weight loss vitamin. Wow, I didn't know that one. But could you just speak about the way in which two terrific players, vitamin D3 and its buddy, how they, essential nutrient for optimum heart health and strong bones.
K2 you're talking about.
I am. Talk about the two.
All right. Vitamin D3 is absorbed in your bloodstream. And K2 is also absorbed in your bloodstream. They work synergistically in restoring bone matrix, bone density, but also, as the article says, your immune system, big time. But K2 has a wonderful advantage with the D3, in that K2 helps to remove irregular calcium deposits. It helps to further integrate D3 into creating new bone, the osteoclastic activity of the bone, and remove the osteoblastic the old cells in the bones. K2 also works wonders for the brain. And the eyes, and the bones.
That's
okay?
Right. Clearing out those veins and arteries, and strengthening the capillaries, and all of those.
Getting rid of the plaque, cleaning everything out, making it. And the two of them work synergistically in performing those two tasks.
That's right.
It's
exactly.
Wonderful, wonderful job.
And okay, and I'm applauding the wonderful, holistically minded medical doctors. And here's from Newsmax, Jacob Teitelbaum, MD, Erica Schwartz, MD, Dr. Chauncey Crandall, MD, and here they're preventing another very important point. The evidence against diet soda has continued to mount with a new study published in the medical journal Stroke, honing in on stroke risk, allied to these, okay? Mm-hmm. Researchers looked at more than 81,000 women in the large population-based Women's Health Initiative, capitalized, and found that those who drank diet drinks had a much higher risk of stroke and heart disease, as well as a higher risk of dying early from any cause. After a follow-up of nearly 12 years, the researchers discovered that those who drank two or more artificially sweetened drinks per day, whether soda or juice, had a 23% higher risk of having any type of stroke and a 31% higher risk of clotting in brain blood vessels. Of particular concern was the fact that most of these strokes occurred in the smaller blood vessels of the brain, a factor that has been linked to higher risk for dementia. These are the, okay, diet sodas.
Mm-hmm.
Diet sodas. People think they're getting, well, I'm not taking sugar. You're taking a poison. And look at this. This is an enormous study, 81,000 women in the large population-based Women's Health Initiative. Okay?
They should call it the dying sodas.
That's right. The dying, they are.
That's what
they
it
are
is.
They are poison, and they don't lower your risk for diabetes. They actually trigger it. Well, go ahead, sweetie.
No, that's very succinctly. The idea that you're putting more chemicals into your body, into your brain, into your heart, into your, every cell in your body, chemicals which don't belong there. They're not in the food supply. They're man-made synthetic junk that you're consuming with great abandon, thinking you're getting something that's harmless because sugar's bad for you, so I'm going to drink a diet soda. Forget it, folks. Don't drink a soda at all if it's come to that. But stop by Alive and Well and
that's
get
right.
a real green food drink.
That's
get
right.
a real celery
beet
drink,
that's
a
right.
really
beet,
orange
yeah.
beet combination yeah. cleansing, detoxing, rejuvenating drink.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I and have to say, okay, you know me in certain phrases, but this phrase has stayed with me most of my adult life, and that is, I hate the word elimination, which gives the big gaping hole. I like the word substitution.
Of course.
And if you want to have your cup of instant organic coffee, you want to have your wonderful green or green matcha tea, which I love too, Alive and Well has made sure that you have organic stevia in a liquid. And you just put a few drops, a little squirt of that. It tastes delicious.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting no sugars, zero carbohydrates, but it's a plant. And the plant is good for you. And the taste buds are happy.
And there's no aluminum.
No, nothing like that. And the taste buds are happy. And you can do that monk fruit, otherwise known as Lucanto. Was that it?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. The monk fruit, an ancient herb. Also has a sweetening for even if you want in other words, rather than doing the sugars, rather than doing the toxins.
And remember this also, folks, that as we say so innumerable times, that sugar is an inflammatory, and the whole basic function of a health program is reducing the inflammatory response in your body. Because the inflammation is an incinerator. It burns, it consumes, it inflames. And that from that, all disease emanates. All disease. As I mentioned several times, even Time Magazine put out a special edition 4 or 5 years ago, which showed a little bit of a spark and a fire on the cover. But they quoted doctor after doctor after doctor after research, showing that inflammation is the source of every disease known to humankind.
That's right. And you know, Den, supporting everything that you say and what we have said before, and here's another enormous study. Exciting news. Okay. High-dose, super-pure omega-3 boosts stress resilience. Okay? And this is what the clinical trial. Researchers at the Ohio State University. It wasn't Iowa, sweetheart.
No.
Ohio State University.
I've come across that okay. confusion many times in my life.
And here's their highlight.
You're from Iowa. I've been to Cleveland several times.
Daily supplementation with a high dose of super pure fish oil, omega-3 fatty acids, helps slow the effects of aging by suppressing damage and boosting protection at the cellular level during and after stressful events, say a new study.
Uh-huh.
Helping with the stress. Researchers at the Ohio State University reported that high-dose omega-3 supplementation blocked the stress-related decreases in the activity of telomerase. How do you say that? Telomerase. an enzyme that builds telomeres, an anti-inflammatory cellular signaling. In addition, it was associated with reductions in overall levels of the stress hormone cortisol and IL-6, which is the pro-inflammatory cytokine.
Interleukin-6.
In sedentary, overweight, middle-aged men and women, according to findings published in Molecular Psychiatry. Can we stop for a second? The pro-inflammatory cytokines have been, I'm just saying, I'm not making a claim, have been what they say is one of the key killers in COVID-19. Those inflammatory cells called cytokines, they call it the cytokine storm that destroys cells in the lungs and causes the mucus to build up.
The cytokine storm fills the lungs with mucus.
That's right.
As in an attempt to try to stop the virus.
Right, okay? But it kills the alveoli, the lung cells.
The alveoli, the oxygen receptor sites are plugged up with mucus.
That's
you can't
right.
breathe, you
no,
don't
you
get
can't.
Oxygen, and you die.
But here
from
they're
the cytokine
talking,
storm.
Here they're talking about the superpure omega-3 associated with reductions in cortisol and IL-6, which is the inflammatory cytokine.
Interleukin-6, right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Now, that's very important. And commenting on the clinical significance, the researchers said that most American adults are not consuming the recommended levels of the superpure omega-3.
That's right.
And they say, this is their quote from the doctors, these findings show that apart from other dietary changes, daily fish oil omega-3 supplementation alone helps protect cells from the toll of acute stressors, facilitating a healthy biological aging process, say the experts.
But people who do use it don't take enough of it.
No, that's what they're saying.
They don't get the right milligrammage of the EPA-DHA components.
No.
They take one capsule or two capsules maybe once a day or maybe every second or third day and say, I'm getting my fish oil because I have sardines or I have salmon.
Right.
Okay, that's the amount of oil in that's concentrated in the capsule or in a tablespoon
right.
of the oil is so much more effective, so much more potent than eating a serving of fish.
That's right.
Okay?
They're saying that they were recommended, and they're saying, reporting on their study with the omega-3 supplementation at a dose of 2.5 grams
mm-hmm.
per day.
Well, of the EPA DHA, not just
say.
The oil.
Oh, no, the super EPA DHA. That's
yeah.
what they're saying. And then they're having a PhD in regulatory and scientific affairs for the global organization. The omega-3s have a stress buffering effect, and it's exciting news, especially when people are taking. They also say that it reduces cellular aging, improves mental health, and led by Janice Kaykol Glasser, professor of psychiatry and psychology and director of the Institute for Behavioral Medicine Research at Ohio State. So they're going on to say, and even showing the things that you said, so important, and they talk about how, about the telomeres. I don't know if you, because you've often said about telomeres. Can you read what they were showing
sure.
about telomeres, dear?
And you can pronounce it telomeres if you want to. But
what is it? Telomeres? What is it? What's
not
the pronunciation?
No.
He's
no.
a fanatic on the pronunciation.
Okay.
What's the pronunciation?
Well,
telomeres?
Several people call it telomeres, but other people who work with the telomeres actually call them telomeres.
Oh, telomeres.
Yes.
And can I ask a question?
Please.
If you want to pronounce it telomeres, and mm-hmm. I'm a big thing with pronunciation and English, and, you know, that's where all my expertise was. T would be T-E-A.
I know.
It's written T-E-L. How
well,
do you get that into
okay.
T when it's tell?
Well, I agree with you. It's not a telephone. It's a telephone.
It's a telephone.
Okay. All right. So,
tell me about it, not teal me about
tell
it.
Tell that guy. Tell that to the guys in the white lab coats and the face
and the
masks.
The gals in the white lab
okay.
coats. Watch out. Don't be sexist.
Well, the gals are trying to correct the guys all the time.
Of course, and they're very good at doing it. That's another story.
Okay. You can call them telomeres
okay.
or telomeres. The aging and lifespan of normal, healthy cells are linked to the telomerase shortening mechanism, which limits cells to a fixed number of divisions. During cell replication, the telomeres function by ensuing the cell's chromosomes do not fuse with each other or rearrange, which can lead to cancer. But Elizabeth Blackburn, a telomere pioneer at the University of California, excuse me, in San Francisco, likened telomeres to the ends of shoelaces, without which the lace would unravel. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, with each replication, the telomeres shorten, and hence, as they get too short, then that cell dies.
Right, and such an important thing. You know, there's a wonderful thing in addition to the, and we have more and more reports on the SuperPure, the EPA and the DHA on the SuperPure Omega-3, another big for brain structure, anti-depression, and they hear the doctors are saying optimal brain structure, function, and health. They're saying optimal levels of omega-3 EPA and DHA need to be present in our blood throughout life in order to have a brain.
Yes, and let me go back to a further reference we made just a little while ago. I'm not talking about eating fish. Make sure it's wild fish. No farm fish has any amount of much of anything nutritionally.
No.
Because they're fed the same debris that cattle are fed, that stockyard animals are fed. The fish are same, just a fish pond stockyard is what they amount to. But wild salmon, wild sardines, packed in fish oil or in olive oil, but not in soy oil.
No, and here's this study. I don't want to leave it because they had these the multiple studies that these doctors are reporting on that they said cognitive in cognitive impairment. In younger individuals, omega-3 index correlated with executive function and cognitive flexibility, two studies cited, while in the oldest individual studied, aged 88, 78, cognitive impairment was 400% more likely. That's four times, they're saying, more likely with a low omega-3 index, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A recent meta-analysis, that means analysis of all the studies, identified low levels of the EPA and DHA as a risk factor for serious cognitive impairment. How many supports do we need?
But let me go back one more time. Eat the fish. Yes, eat the fish. Eat the natural, the wild fish. But don't use that as the sole source of
that's
the EPA
and
DHA.
And that's what they were saying.
Okay?
That's what
because
they're saying.
They don't have the milligrammage, the gram quantity that you need for proper brain function.
That's right. And what's so important is why we do that Alive and Well is molecular distillation, meaning in millions of parts, there's never a toxin,
never
a chemical. Never anything like that,
that's right.
Okay, present. So that's really important. And you know, it's exciting, again, about how, Alive and Well, the wonderful things that you can get there, the wonderful supplements, all the things we talked about. Remember, you can call the 877-4950, 877-4950, and set up a time. We love to share. We're not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people off medications or take them off. That's a doctor's area, but we love to share information with you. If you call 877-4950 for any one of our great services, including takeout and get everything ready at the Broth Cafe, but you can also set up a time with Dennis or with me at a beautiful area to sit all clean, all perfectly made for you to sit comfortably and beautifully. Not doctors, no charge, just sharing great information.
As we do on the show.
That's right. As we do on the show.
Yeah.
And as we're doing now on the show, we're sending you our love and our support and everything else. Right, Dan?
But everything we do on the show is thoroughly corroborated by the reports that we read by physicians and research scientists. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.